Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on The Fan. CBS Sports Network joins us about 25 minutes from now. So this is one of those things where I feel like it's because of the trade deadline, there are Mets fans that are getting enamored with a player that they're overrating. And I'm shocked that Fleegs has now joined this group of people. So there's a guy that I follow, works at SNY, does a podcast. I've mentioned him before. He's a very, very sharp Mets fan named Joe DiMeo. And he posted this home run of Luis Robert Jr. the other day and said, go get him, Mets. You know, and then this morning, I hear Fleegs with Jerry going, hey, if you're trading Ronald Acuna Jr. for a package with Luis Robert Jr., then I'm in. And I read this other SNY article where the Mets and the White Sox have discussed not only Luis Angel Acuna, Luis Angel Acuna and Mark Vientos in this trade scenario. And I'm like, all right, I understand 2 years ago that Luis Robert Jr. had a massive offensive season. Massive. And he's a really good defensive player. But he has been nowhere near that offensive player in the last year and a half. Not even close. And I know you love war. You're a war guy.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
He was a 5 war guy 2 years ago. He's a 0.7 war guy this year. I mean, he's hitting 205. He strikes out 10,000 times.
Yep.
Like, why? What's the obsession? Because he looks cool when he finally connects with one? Like when you see a highlight on MLB.com, you're like, oh, my God, this guy looks so unbelievable. And then you get all enamored with it? Well, he stunk for a year and a half.
Oh, maybe even more than that. For me, it's that he is a true center fielder. There aren't other good ones out there. He hits lefties.
Well, Taylor's a center fielder.
But I mean,
and he's the same thing. He doesn't hit either.
Well, low average, but Taylor also has no power. So with Robert, you're getting the power, you're still getting the good defense, and you're getting good base running. He has like 20-something steals.
And you want to give up one of your young potential
You can't
stars.
Trade Mark Vientos.
Well, no, so Jerry said Vientos. I said I'd rather not. Now that the rumor's out there that it could just be Acuna, I don't think Luis Angel Acuna is ever going to be an everyday MLB player. So if that's the deal, Acuna plus like a prospect, that I would do.
How long have you been scouting?
My whole life.
All right. So, and I don't mean to, I'm just having a little fun with you, but I asked these guys this morning. I said, you got Mauricio, you got Acuna Jr., and you got Vientos and Baby. There's four of them.
Yeah.
There's four kids. It's basically four guys that are trying to make it. They have shown flashes. They have hit home runs. Third base hasn't been all that bad. Beatty's been pretty good. Vientos not bad. I'm not sitting here telling you that they're going to be Mike Schmitz, but you know, can any one of these guys turn into a Pete Crow Armstrong? Do you want to make these are actually legitimate MLB players that are playing at the MLB level. These are not prospects that we haven't seen yet. And the one thing I will say And I was thinking about this the other day because when Mauricio's up at bat, he's a huge guy. He's a huge presence. Vientos is a huge presence. Beatty is a big athlete. Acuña Jr., fast, shifty, can play multiple positions. Maybe he won't be a starter someday. And you know, I'm trying to think about David Stearns thinking about the future. Like, you know, what's going to go on with Jeff O'Neill? You know, like what's
Jeff McNeil.
What's going to happen when Marte is gone? Like, what? Who's replacing these players?
Well, as far as the first question with you talking about the younger guys, to me, and I understand Vientos had a miserable start to the season, and, you know, he's hit a little bit recently. I cannot give up on a guy who was that locked in
last year
in the postseason.
Yeah.
How could you, at his age, this wasn't some sort of like, you know, the Steven Pierce situation with the Red Sox where the guy was, you know, 40 years old and then unconscious for a postseason. This is a young guy that stood in that box, looked like a superstar in the postseason. Can't give up on him. Mauricio, his talent to me is just, you're just scratching the surface there. You can't give up on him. Beatty, we've seen a lot of. And
it seemed like Beatty had taken a lead over there at third base.
It had. But as far, you know, it's interesting when Fleek says that Luis Angel Acuña, he doesn't feel like he's going to be an everyday major league player. His opportunities that he's had, it's flashes, and it feels like he gets bored.
And then he gets buried.
Yeah. And, like, so to me, that's not a talent thing. That's a mental thing.
And I also think the biggest problem with the Mets is not that they don't get guys on base. They get guys all over the bases.
Yeah.
And you can listen to this radio station until the cows come home and hear about war and OPS and all this other crap. At the end of the day, your big guys, you know, are not coming through in the clutch. Then you're going to have problems. I think they need pitching. That's to me the most important thing, whether it be, you know, a reinforcement. They tried with Soto for the bullpen. You know, he obviously imploded the other night. But I would just say that's where they need most of their oomph in center field, if they can find a center fielder, or they have to mix and match with the players that they have.
Yeah, I just think you got to be careful trading for. Now, he's got two more. Luis Robert Jr. has two more years club option. So whoever his agent is, it needs to be fired. Because 2 years of club options.
How old is he?
He is going to be, he right now is
27 right now.
27.
All right, so you basically, if one of these players that we just talked about that are at the major league level that are part of the young core of the Mets, and I would throw Francisco Alvarez in there as well.
Yeah.
You're talking about, you know, replacing one of those players maybe with another light-hitting center fielder.
Yeah, I mean, but he wasn't. That's the thing. So there was 1 year he was not a light-hitting center fielder. But that's exactly what he's been for a year and a half. He only played 100 games last year, too, by the way.
But he also probably would love a change of scenery and would love to get into a lineup that, you know.
That's fair.
That you would like to think is this lengthens the Mets' offensive potential. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but I also don't love a guy who's just, are you telling me he's mailing it in because his team stinks?
I don't know, but just he could be unhappy. Maybe he just, you know, doesn't, I don't know where he would slot in the. What, a sixth spot in the batting order? I don't know.
Yeah. So
I mean, like, you have guys like, so you have guys like Starling Marte, Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor. Those are and Juan Soto now.
Yeah.
Those are kind of the older group of guys that have to carry the team. Then you have the younger group of guys that includes the four that we just talked about. And they sent Alvarez down. Torrens did a pretty good job. Alvarez comes back from being sent down and all of a sudden looks like a different player again in the batter's box, because maybe somebody woke him up.
Yep.
And said, look, man, you want to go back to Syracuse? You know, you need to practice your craft here at this level and become a real major leaguer and be consistent.
Yeah, I don't want to have like that like negative Met mentality that Steve Cohen was trying to evaporate, you know, that whole thing.
But
what I'm going to say is, so the Phillies are big in on Luis Robert Jr. too. So, like, if the Phillies trade for him, he'll probably hit 100 home runs down the stretch if he comes to us. Like, you know, tear a knee ligament.
I just get me more pitchers, get me more arms, get me guys that, you know, that you can lengthen this bullpen and maybe get a, if you can get a starter. But, you know, they're...
What's their biggest problem? It is not being able to hit with runners in scoring position.
I know that. That's why they want an offensive center fielder.
Yeah, which...
Is this guy that guy?
He was.
And there's few and far between.
He was, but is he still? That's the question.
The thing that you could do is you could just save Taylor for the late innings for defensive purposes.
If you don't make a trade. Yeah, so I guess basically it's upgrade second base, upgrade center field, and whatever one that you upgrade through a trade, the other position, Jeff McNeil's going to play. That's what I would think.
That's what it looks like. I mean, they'd like to have Jeff McNeil at second base.
They'd rather have him play his natural position.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, like if
but
you
then
ask,
again.
If you, listen, what you got to do is you got to ask Jazz Chisholm.
About playing out of position?
Yeah. I mean, he'll tell you.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And, you know, Jeff's, you know, you say whatever you want. He's a damn good athlete, and he can play multiple positions. But his natural position is second base.
I just can't believe he's still on this team, got to be honest with you. And hopefully it pays off for them down the stretch and hopefully into the postseason. But
he's had his moments as a Met.
No, of course. I just thought that it was done. Like, I thought it was over. I thought it was
fait accompli?
Yeah, it just felt like it was time for him and this organization at the end of the year last year. Especially with the younger guys, and then I thought maybe Iglesias was going to come back, and he did not, and then he's still on the team. But
and the thing about it, they couldn't bring Iglesias back with all the young talent that they have in the infield, or what they were going into this season with.
Yeah,
with the young talent,
right?
I mean, how are you going to fit these three guys, Beatty, Mauricio, and Acuña Jr.? Where do you put them all?
True. I mean, yeah.
And then, of course, you have Vientos, and all of a sudden, you know, he hits a grand slam the other night.
Yeah, see, I'm a Mark Vientos truther. I'm one of those guys. Like, I love him. And I even when he's going bad, I'm like, just wait. I think I wouldn't trade him. I can't say you trade him for, I mean, everybody's replaceable. Everybody should be an option. But I'm going to do whatever I can to keep him on the team because I think at some point he's going to put it all together for an extended period of time and be just a tremendous offensive player. Dave, Croton on Hudson. What's going on, Dave?
Gentlemen, good morning. If you believe what Thin Skin Heyman says, the Mets are all over Stephen Kwan, the contact hitting left fielder from the Guardians.
Right, of course, yeah. A little pain in the neck at the top of the order. He's a little pest. He's like a little
mosquito. Put him in left field, put Nimmo in center, leave McNeil at second base for the rest of the season, and you figure out what you're going to do with Beatty and Vientos or Mauricio. That's the only problem you got. I'm with Boomer. Go get me some pitching. Get me pitching.
Yeah, I would take Kwan and some pitching, yes, definitely. And that means Taylor's gone.
Yeah.
You know, he'd probably be, I don't know, does he have any moves left or is he DFA'd? I guess he'd be DFA'd, I would think.
See, the Heyman article that mentions Kwan, I can't see behind the paywall. But the one thing it shows you like a little bit before it disappears. And it just says the Mets could be a fit for Kwan. And it's your classic baseball insider talk. The Mets could be a fit for, not that they're trying to get them or they're in discussions or this is what it could be a fit.
Yeah, I know. This guy's got to be careful. I mean, you know, there's very few Adam Schefters or Wojnarowskis out there, you know what I mean, where they know what's happening before it happens.
Yeah. I mean, the Dodgers are in on Kwan, too. That's what's going to happen. He's going to go there.
And just so you know, the Dodgers, and this is what drives me crazy. Everybody's screaming and yelling about what the Mets salaries are, the Yankees salaries are. The Dodgers have got over $400 million into their team, and they still are trying to acquire players.
And by the way,
I mean, how much money are they worth?
Well, you know what they have?
Cachet.
A consortium worth
$300 billion.
But as I'm looking at the contract situation here, why would the Guardians, unless they got massive prospects, I guess, want to trade Stephen Kwan? He's got 2 years of club control left on a $4.175 million contract.
Well, because you know, if you can get younger and cheaper, and maybe players with more control than that, that's why you would trade them.
I guess. I mean, he is 27.
By the way, you know, they got a mess out there in their hands.
The Guardians,
yeah, with these players, you know, getting
Oh, the
suspended,
right?
Class A getting suspended now to second guy on that.
On the second pitcher, yeah. Investigating. I mean,
your boy Cherney's got to clean his thing up.
Yeah, Mike Chernoff out there.
Yes.
You know, we should put Mark Chernoff on and make him uncomfortable about all this.
Gambling problem.
Yep, couple of guys. Kwan, they shot him up, by the way. He had a wrist, sore wrist, shot him up. Cortisone.
Oh, cortisone, that's all right.
A little cortisone.
It's fine.
Of course, again, Dodgers, Blue Jays, Phillies, Padres, everybody. And the Mets.
Well, do we trust Jeff Passan and or Buster Olney?
I trust Passan, I guess, because he's sort of turned into the guy.
So they put out just something, normally it's behind like the ESPN paywall, but they put it out for free, and they're both saying that they expect the Mets to be one of, if not the most aggressive team between now and the deadline, adding a starter who can pitch game one, two, or three of a postseason series,
Jesus.
Relievers, and a center field bat.
So that's basically in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, before tomorrow it's 6.
Yes.
Would you rather have Luis Robert Jr. or Stephen Kwan?
I want Stephen Kwan.
Because I think he's going to cost me a lot less, I'm going to say Robert Jr.
Just because of the contract situation?
And I think it's going to cost less in a trade. And with Kwan or Nimmo, you're putting somebody who's not a natural center fielder in center field, and I just want a center fielder.
Yeah, but you know what? Nimmo can play it.
I'm acknowledging that Kwan is the better player, safer bet. I think Robert Jr. is a good enough fit for what the Mets need.
What pitcher do you think that they're going to get to pitch game one or two in a postseason series?
Kodai Senga is going to pitch game one.
Yeah, but I mean,
or Sean Manaea is going to pitch game two.
Sandy Alcantara had his second good start in a row last night.
Are we still on him? We're still on Alcantara?
I don't know, but if they're going big game hunting, what else is there?
That's why I'm asking you. Because it doesn't seem like there's a lock or someone that's a favorite.
I did see someone link them to Edward Cabrera, the other Marlins starter yesterday.
Yeah.
I forget who it was.
And just pillage the Marlins. Just go in there and pillage.
Yeah, well.
Pillage spot.
You saw what happened with Rob Manfred and Bryce Harper
yeah.
in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be coming in here and talk about that salary cap BS.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to hear nothing about that.
I'm the commissioner. He's got that like upstate New York accent.
He
too.
Does, yes.
So not intimidating. I'm the commissioner of this league. I can be wherever I want.
Shut up.
Shut up with this salary cap.
Get your ass out of here, cat boy.
Respectful to me. I'm the commissioner.
The thing about the salary cap is that you set a salary floor, too.
Yeah. I mean, but what is he doing in the clubhouse?
Well,
did he
I
get
don't
invited
know.
By somebody? That's the player's, like, sanctuary.
I mean, I know, but he is the commissioner of baseball.
Okay. Goodell just walk into the Chiefs clubhouse and talk to Travis Kelce about the CBA? No.
No, I don't know. He most team or most commissioners go around to visit teams. They do, whether it be the front office or
I'll talk to you on the field. Yeah, get out of the clubhouse. It's our spot, not your spot. You see me just showing up at your office, sitting down with a Dunkin', putting it on the desk with my feet up? No.
If you bring a Dunkin', I'm going to be very happy.
Yeah, I guess that is true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to me, it's like, hey, you want to talk to me about batting practice? You milling around the field? I get it. Coming into the clubhouse, this is my house, not your house, especially with the issues that we have. No one invited your ass in here. I don't care who you are.
There could be a lockout.
I'm the commissioner.
Could be a lockout.
I'm allowed to be here.
They just paid one guy $765 million.
Yeah.
After paying another guy $700 million.
That's right.
And what did Guerrero get in Toronto?
$550, I think.
Yeah. You know, I think controlling costs are probably on the minds of a lot of owners within Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, who has joined us now.
Yeah, they are. We're back on TV. Okay, great. So I was just talking to Fleegs and, of course, Jarius. The biggest problem for the Mets, okay, no offense in center field. You got three third basemen.
Yeah.
You have three third basemen. And I know you're a Vientos guy. I think me and Fleegs think the ceiling for the younger players, Mauricio, is higher than the others. But I also like the steadiness. Well, I'm going to say he's probably which one of those guys, let's put it this way, which one of those guys are you willing to trade? Vientos, Mauricio, or Beatty?
Beatty.
Yeah, it's got to be Beatty. And I love Beatty. I think he has great potential, but it has to be based on what Vientos did last year.
Why'd you say Vientos, Jerry? That's my guy.
Because I would trade him.
Why?
Because I'm looking at the body of work compared to the 3 weeks last October.
Man, but it's in October.
I know it was. I know. And he burst on the scene.
He's
and
got
it was
that
phenomenal.
Thing, man.
I
He's agree. Got that it factor deal.
He hasn't had it in 4 months now.
Well, it's true.
But one of those 4 months was not October when
I understand.
He did have it.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I don't know,
but it's a weird deal. And Taylor will not, well, depending on who they go and get. But I think the more you think about it, if you can get Kwan from the Guardians and put him at the top of the lineup, now all of a sudden you may have something pretty special.
And I would love that. I would. But, I mean, at the same time, you're talking about a guy who is going to command a prospect asking price. There's no two ways about it because of this contract situation. And the Mets may have to give up more than they want to.
Well, they may have to give up one of their third basemen.
Yeah.
I don't know which one.
And what else, though? You know, I mean, the guy's under control for two more years at like a really low number. And that right there, if you're a team that's trading them, you want young players back. Multiple.
Let me ask you. Is there any way? I don't see it because I don't like it. I kind of like to see the flashing. I see the flashes from if you just say eye test from Mauricio.
Oh yeah, of course.
I don't want to trade that guy right now.
Like there was, and I'm not comparing the two, but like the first time I saw Alfonso Soriano come up with the Yankees and just the way he looked at the plate.
Yes,
I was like, this guy is just unbelievably talented. The way the ball would pop off his bat. And I have a similar feeling about Mauricio, the way that he just bursting with talent, and you could just tell that he's special. So yeah, I'm not trading Mauricio
if
Beatty and Acuna, and I don't necessarily want to give up on Acuna, but those are my two guys. That if they parted with them, I wouldn't be shedding tears. I'd be pissed if they traded Mauricio, and I'd be pissed if they traded Vientos. But then if they go and win a World Series with whoever they get, then I don't care.
See you, boys. See ya. Send your ring in the mail.
Yeah, so basically we sit here and we talk about trading all these different players. You don't realize what that does to them in their own personal lives. I know.
Well, yeah, because we're not professional athletes like you, you know? I mean, we don't, we get it. You know, get up and move and figure it out.
Yeah, you got to move around. Yeah,
it's tough,
nothing
Jerry.
Easy about it unless if you're a single guy, then who cares?
Well, yeah. I mean, who cares unless, you know, you're going from a place, like, I don't know, like, let's say if it was hockey, like, you're playing in Miami, you go to Edmonton, and you're like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, your pool of women seems to shrink just a little bit.
Wasn't the girl with the boobs in Edmonton?
She was, but she's one in a million.
Okay.
In Edmonton. In Miami, there's 50,000 of them crossing the street.
It's like you're kind of going down that Charles Barkley road in regards to San Antonio.
The big old women in San Antonio eating them churros. And people want me to apologize for that, saying that big old women. Well, I ain't, because y'all big and you eat churros.
Maybe that's where all the disdain for Sydney Sweeney's coming from.
San Antonio?
Yeah, maybe.
The big old women who eat churros in San Antonio?
I saw a belly.
Yeah. All right, Jerry, what's happening, man?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. A loss for the Mets late last night in San Diego.
Grounded toward first, a high chopper over Alonso. It's fair and goes all the way into the right field corner. Arias makes his way to third. He's turning toward the plate. The throw on the way, not in time. Arise scores. Merrill goes to third with a triple.
And that was Keith Rad on Mets Odyssey Radio. That made it, well, 2-1. The RBI triple put the Padres in front, and the Mets relief pitching was atrocious last night. They wound up losing 7-1. Jose Buto really struggled, and yet Chris Devenski gave up the home run to Manny Machado, a three-run shot to cap the scoring. Here was Sean Manaea. He did get the start. 5 innings. He was pretty good. Gave up a run. 86 pitches, 60-something of them went for strikes. Really did do well. How was the talking with the manager and, of course, Jeremy Hefner about pitch count when you may or may not come out?
About as good as any. I don't know. We talk. It's not like super long conversations or anything like that. But, yeah, I mean, the communication is there.
Now, we mentioned Buto. He did struggle. So we check in with Frank the Tank.
Oh, no.
Who did stay up to...
See, we didn't hear from him in a 7-game winning streak. We didn't hear much from him at all.
Well, we heard from him last night.
Well, total disaster tonight. Total disaster. Jose Buto is ass.
God. He said Jose Buto is effing ass. Is that what I got there, Jared?
That's what he said.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got that correct.
Yeah, pretty much. He did...
ass.
So that was the start of the night, or the fact that they lost the big part of the night. The other part would be Juan Soto leaving the game, fouled the ball off his foot. Here was Carlos Mendoza with the update.
Well, I mean, he's pretty sore, but we took some x-rays and they were negative. So that's good news there. So he's day-to-day. We'll see where we are for tomorrow, if he's going to be available for the lineup or a player during the game.
And here was Soto and how he was feeling.
Really numb. I don't feel anything right now. So definitely it's getting a little stiff, but we're going to see this morning how we're getting.
And then he kind of went on and said, I don't think it's anything, but we'll see when he wakes up today. That's a 4 o'clock game this afternoon in the series finale. Mets try to avoid the sweep. Clay Holmes taking on Yu Darvish. The Mets now lead the Phillies by a half game. Philadelphia beat the White Sox 6-3. At the stadium, Yankees and Rays. Yankees had a 7-5 lead, or had a lead in the ninth inning, and this should have ended the game.
Takes a look at the runner at second walls. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball to Volpe. Friendly hop. Steps into the throw. Dug out. Oh, dropped by Goldie at first base. Volpe took so much time, and he threw a sinker over there. Goldie couldn't hold on. That should have been the third out. Should have been the ball game.
And so a little bit of an anxious moment for sure, but Devin Williams did take him off the hook.
The 1-2 pitch from Devin Williams. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Victory for the New York Yankees. They hold on to win it 7-5 over Tampa Bay.
And that was Dave Sims with
it's
the call.
Like a thing that Dave
fan.
Does when like something is a little bit confusing. I'm trying to get it in my mind exactly what it is, but he's just like jams a lot of words.
All the way he reacts.
Yeah, but goalie bending, drop a ding, guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost, it reminds me almost like the Bill Cosby pudding pop thing.
Yeah.
I say, oh, the pudding pop in the pop. It's almost like
Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
It's like, oh, throws on first to Goldie Bang, then sound. Damn, man. I'm like, okay. Dave, what was that?
Let's see if we can hear that again.
Takes a look at the runner at second walls. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball to Volpe. Friendly hop. Steps into the throw. Dug out. Oh, dropped by Goldie at first base.
And a pudding pop.
Well, very weird.
Listen, I'll just say I could never do baseball play-by-play. And the guys who do it well, like Dave, I have all the respect for. So it's easy for me to sit here and say that. But hey, if I were doing that, I'd probably start speaking Spanish. I'd be so bad at it. I wouldn't be able to do it at all. But yeah, he gets excitable. I'd be, you know, you got to get excitable.
Well, especially in the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth, guys on.
It's important.
Game in the balance. Come on, yeah.
It's important.
Very strange night for Volpe because he had the two errors in the field, also had the play with the runner on first with the pop-up, but he also, which by the way was by design, that having been said, an RBI single, and then this home run that CBS Sports Network is showing to right center field, the longest of his career. So the pop has returned since the All-Star break. Got to get the fielding under control.
You know what? The the play that he made at shortstop, that shouldn't be considered an error. It should be considered a fielder's choice.
Are you talking about the pop-up? That was not an error.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay.
No,
I thought you said it was.
No, I said I don't want anybody to misconstrue it as an error because some people thought he actually dropped the ball.
No, he did it on purpose.
He played it down.
Yeah, okay. So they did not give him an error. Okay.
That I do not believe so, no. Here was Cody Bellinger. He hit the three-run homer. He believes in Volpe.
100% the ability's there. You know, I've never played shortstop, so I know what comes with it. It's a demanding position mentally and physically. So, you know, I see the way he works, and he's a freak athlete, and, you know, I got all the confidence in the world.
Yeah, all right, so you played a thing for Fleegs this morning, and you right. You said what's the song in the
Flo Rida?
It's not though.
It's not.
It's that he sampled that later, but that's not the one that was.
Oh, that's
being
not
played.
The actual song.
Yeah.
Oh,
so Fleegs, do you know this one?
I would have to hear it again. I wasn't like focused on the song.
Okay. All right. It's Levels, Avicii, one of the great EDM songs of all time.
Well, how do we know that Flo Rida wasn't going to chime in there?
Because that's the Avicii version. That's why.
Not the same?
I don't think so.
The Flo Rida one doesn't have all that in it, too? Yes, I can. Yes, I believe. Yeah. I don't know now, because that's the only way I know that song.
Okay. Well, it was Avicii first.
No, for sure. 100%. For sure. Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, Flo Rida potentially could have jumped in there.
I don't know. We'll see. Will Warren, the start tonight, 7:05. Luis Gil expected to start Sunday against the Marlins. Yankees a 4-game lead on the Blue Jays, who Al got swept in a doubleheader by the Orioles, though, by the way. Blue Jays lost 16-4 and 3-2. You did have Sir Anthony Dominguez pitch in the second game after he was traded after the first game. Here was Dominguez.
I just try to don't think, like I said before, I don't think about. Just try to go out and do my best.
And that's what he did.
That kind of sucks, like, because now you got to pack all your stuff up. You know, how do you get your stuff from your apartment? Just think about that for a second.
You're right. Yeah.
Then he's got to go on the road with Toronto. And I don't know if they're going back to Toronto, what their situation is.
It's a good question. I don't know what their schedule is, but yes, you are correct.
Packing up all your stuff, man.
That sucks.
At Jets camp, we heard from Justin Fields and a couple of the others. I'll do Fields next hour. Here's Will McDonald. Cannot wait. He sees it on the calendar. Week one, Steelers. That means Aaron Rodgers, and he can't wait to get to him.
I always wanted to, sack Rodgers, from a little kid. Actually, let me not say that, because a little kid, I wasn't even interested in playing football. But I did watch him, though. I watched him a lot.
I thought that was funny.
Hey, a little personality.
A little bit, yes, absolutely. Here is, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, his new coach is Mike Tomlin. They're getting ready for the Jets week one when the season begins. He says they're progressing.
Man, another really good day of work. Just beat the weather. But just like the general approach to work with the group, it's been a really good acclimation period for us.
Wow. As far as I've seen, Rodgers not doing any of that weird ass stuff that he did in that documentary, not taking any drugs, not rubbing mud on his nipples. Nothing like that.
Oh, very funny.
Mud on his nipples.
What else? I'll give you a couple quick ones. At least one more. Here's Evan Neal at Giants camp. Where are you mentally this summer?
My confidence is great. I'm just out there playing football. It's hot out there. It's camp. You know what I'm saying? We're grinding, getting after it, trying to get better every day.
That's it. Get better every day as they're doing it without Andrew Thomas, as we know, as he is on the PUP list, but should, at least according to Joe Shane a few days ago, they expect him to be ready week one. And then this is odd that they do this in the morning. I guess it was about an hour ago, the NBA announcing that the Grizzlies and Magic will play regular season games in Berlin and in London this coming season. And then they also announced that they're going to play games in Manchester and Paris and then Berlin and Paris in the coming years.
I understand why they do this. It's all money grab stuff. Nothing bores me more than these international games and sports.
Do you think that the NBA could expand to Europe? I do believe they could expand to Europe, say, four teams. I could see that. I can see the money being out there for.
Well, listen, the NFL's got to do it first and see how it works.
The NFL, the NFL just has a very small amount of games when you think about it. The NBA, you put four teams in Europe, I could definitely see it. And then 2-week road trips.
Yeah.
Easily.
Well, coming up next, one of the men who would be going to Stream Song Resort in our place as the alternate for the national championship
okay.
is on the line. So we'll explain all of this. If you don't understand, or you didn't hear yesterday what's going on, but this is someone who's got a real interest in our decision-making.
Just yes or no. Was there a resolution yesterday?
There was not a resolution. Okay. We've been given to August 8th, I believe.
Got it. And by the way, just so you know, there was not a big-time meeting with Gio yesterday.
I saw him in the office. I thought there was a big meeting.
It wasn't a big meeting. It was a discussion.
Okay.
Just, that's laying some stuff out.
KA meeting.
I don't know what that means.
Kiss ass.
Oh.
Who's kissing whose ass? I wasn't kissing anybody's ass.
All right. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
What do you know me to be a kiss ass guy? Never. That's not what that was.
Maybe the other guy was kissing your ass.
No, he definitely wasn't either.
It's definitely a KA meeting.
I just know there was a meeting.
Yeah, but if it's not a big time meeting like you said it was.
It's him and the boss. How's that not a big meeting?
That's an assumption on your part that was a big time meeting.
Given the topic yesterday. Big meeting.
Why are you kissing my ass? Get your lips off my ass.
He was not here.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Quickly going to recap the story from yesterday. So Boomer and I on Monday played in an outing. It was the Golf Digest Open, the New York leg of the Golf Digest Open. It was eight of these across the country. And we entered and played well and somehow won. We got first place and the trophy is on the desk right here. And I didn't really understand everything that you won when you won the Golf Digest Open. And they come up to me at the end. They say, hey, you qualified. And I said, qualified for what exactly? And they said, well, you can go to Stream Song now. It's the national championship down at Stream Song, which is a wonderful golf resort in Florida. I said, well, what are the days? And they said, well, it's September 7th through the 9th. I said, that's the first weekend of football.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be very, very hard.
I thought we won a Cobra driver.
We did.
They gave us a Puma gift card for $200 that I already spent on my new golf shoes.
Nice, awesome.
Second pair, red, white, and blue.
So we got all that stuff, which is awesome.
Yes.
But we also qualify for the national championship. So like the top three teams go, we were the top team. So that means that they're, comping the room and the whole thing and everything else. So we got to make a decision. Now, I spoke to some people over there yesterday at Golf Digest. They said that we could do the show from the resort on Monday, no problem. They looked into that. They said the tee time on Monday, we could do after 10 o'clock, no problem. Because if we go down there, we cannot miss that Monday show. The Tuesday show, however, that's an 8 a.m. shotgun for everybody. I don't think that they're going to be able to move that. So that's a factor in this whole thing. But we haven't made a decision. We now have until August 8th to make a decision. But if we decide not to go, the team that came in fourth on Monday gets to go.
Oh, man.
There was a man who came up to me. I told you he was whispering, hey, I think you guys got to go because we came in fourth. Well, that man hasn't called, but his partner has called from that day, and he is on the line. So to reiterate, if we don't go, this man we're about to talk to and his friend get to go to play in the national championship of the Golf Digest Open. This is a big deal. Like, their future is riding in the balance here. Hank in Seagirt, New Jersey. Good morning, Hank.
Hey, good morning, Gio. How are you?
I'm doing great, Hank. So where are you at with this whole thing right now?
It's actually kind of funny. My partner, Peter, was the one who went up to you, I guess, and got a little creepy, I think.
He did not get creepy. No. He did not get creepy. It was just funny because he came up and he was talking to me in a low voice. So he was not creepy at all. He was a great guy. I talked to him. It was no problem at all.
All right. No, that's great. He really wants to go, but you guys should go because Dream Song is unbelievable. And Golf Digest did a great job there at Sea Wayne, and it'll be a fun time.
Do you know the golf courses that you play when you're down there? Is it the Cor Crenshaw course, or is it the Tom Doak or Gil Hands course?
I know what it is.
I think it's the you play the blue and the black.
Yeah, stand by. I'll tell you if he's right. You play.
You want to play the red?
The red.
Oh, red. That's Cor Crenshaw. Red. Oh, baby.
You play red and blue.
Baby. Yeah, red twist and blue. My niblets right now. Oh, my God. That's the Cor Crenshaw golf course down there.
Yeah. Well, you play it.
Oh, boy.
So, but listen.
You guys should go, man.
Very nice of you.
We would love to, but, highly recommend going on a stream song.
Hey, Hank, what do you and your buddy do for a living? You guys work together or you got different jobs?
No, we're just friends. We play golf together. I'm in wealth management. And
bad job. You should have told me you were in construction or you're a first responder. I would have said you could have it.
Right.
You're a wealth management guy. Forget that. You can go anytime you want.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true. Yes.
Hank, well, listen.
You know, the markets in the summertime get a little slow, so I had time to go out and play on Monday.
Sure. Well, Hank, listen, if we can make it work, we're going to try, and we would love to. If not, we know that two good guys will be there in our place. So
awesome.
Stay tuned. They did give us till August 8th. I thought I was going to have to answer sooner than that, but we'll try not to take the entire time till August 8th, which is, I guess, a week from Friday, to make the decision. But you'll hear from somebody over there sooner than later, and whether it's you guys or us, we're gonna enjoy the hell out of it. That's for sure.
Oh, look at this guy!
Absolutely. Hey, great playing too, by the way, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Same to you so guys. Much.
Yeah, you guys. Too. Thanks. Yeah.
Hey, listen, let me just tell you something. I know all about
Stream Song.
Stream Song. I have not been there, but I'm looking at this photo, and you know how I am about Cor Crenshaw, like Friar's Head.
Yeah.
That what they did to Maidstone.
Yeah, I know.
Look at this place.
I know.
Cabot Cliffs.
I know. This is things I knew already about this place.
Oh, look at that.
Sounds like Daddy's going to scream.
Sounds like Daddy's going to scream song. Look at that. I really didn't even look into any of this just yet.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, now you know why everybody loves the place.
Yep. So we'll see. They're working with us.
See what kind of rooms and accommodations they have. They're not putting us in the same room together.
No, they're not.
That's not happening.
No, all the other teams will be in the same room, but we got separate rooms. No, you have an option of getting the double occupancy or the single occupancy.
Well, we'll get single occupancy. Look at this place.
Wow.
All right. Well, good. We'll have to have a discussion after work today.
Yeah. Indeed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.